Jeanne Flavelle's Hot Commodity Podcast Series. Empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Coughlin, President and CEO of McKinney Flavelle, and today is May 22nd, 2020. Welcome to our Hot Commodity Podcast Series. I'm joined by Nicole Thomas, Vice President of Information Sales and Services. How are you, Nicole?
Hello, Michael Coughlin. I'm going to attempt to match your energy in this podcast today.
I'm just so excited today. It's Friday. It's going to be a long weekend. Happy Memorial Day to all those out there. And
grilling at home.
Grilling.
Because, you know, you can't necessarily, you know, no fireworks displays this year, right?
Well, you know.
Big parties.
No big parties. You're just going to have fun. You're just going to
have
fun.
Maybe some
family.
Meat to grill, maybe not. Maybe some veggie burgers on the grill. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, I've got a few of my...
It feels different.
It does. It does. But as I always like to say, life is a state of mind. So take
yes.
that for what you want, right?
Yes, we're going to pretend all is well.
Yeah.
And we're going to enjoy this time with our family, which we should do all the time.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Absolutely.
So let's do that.
Yeah. Listeners out there, think of one thing that you haven't done with your family that you always wanted to do and go do it. How about that?
Yeah.
Right? At home.
There you go.
At home.
At home. At home. At home. At home.
Yeah. Read a book. You know, listen to some music. You know.
Right. There you go. Have your own party.
Play chess with your kid. I don't know. Let them win.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. And let them win. So, yeah. Connect Four.
Connect Four. Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. All right, Nicole. I thought today we'd talk about edible oils, something that has been on the forefront the last few weeks. And I know we have some hot information for not only our listeners out there on our public podcast, but we'll end it with those that are IQ platform subscribers with premium content, going a little bit more commercially what's happening as well as forecasts. So what do you think?
I think that sounds great, Michael.
Let's do it. We'll get it started. Let's go.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's start with soybean oil. That's everybody's favorite, right?
Absolutely.
You know, we've had some recent reports here. Soybean oil supply and demand that's been reasonably supportive of price sustain on the weak side of things. So if you take the May WASDE report, for example, currently soybean oil stocks in 2021 are projected to remain relatively flat. You know, crush continues to run historically high in the current marketing year. We had NOPA crush out, I think that was last week, 171.75 million bushels in April.
Million.
That was up 7.3% from 2019. And through April, crush for the current marketing year is up by nearly 4% year over year. And last year was pretty strong too. So that's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that level of crush is aiding soybean oil production. And worth noting, as it relates to soybean oil production, the yield has been running a little low, or at least relative to last year's pace. And NOPA figures have it averaging at about 11.53 pounds per bushel thus far this year. And that compares to 11.68 pounds per bushel in 2018-19. So we're producing a little less oil for every soybean crushed, but we're still crushing a lot of soybeans. So
sounds like
overall,
it.
You know, soybean oil stocks came in at 2.111. I think I said three ones.
I think there's a lot of ones there.
There's a lot of ones in there. Billion pounds at the end of April, and that's up 18% from the prior marketing year. And this is interesting because both food and biodiesel soybean oil demand has taken sizable hits due to COVID-19.
Sure.
We saw USDA again lowered food use for 2019-20, which is now projected at 14.7 billion pounds. We were up around 15 billion a few months ago, and that would be down about 300 million pounds from last year. And then as far as biodiesel consumption is concerned, consumption of soybean oil is down 18% thus far in 2019-20.
Ooh.
So definitely seeing that there. And we're still kind of waiting for those April numbers. So could see things look a little more dramatically lower. But I think at this point, we're all anticipating that. So we'll just have to see how low will it go when
sure.
we get to that point. So, you know, that kind of takes care of soy. Canola oil, you know, we're seeing COVID having a far-reaching impact on everything we do. And this industry is no exception. And canola is seeing that as well. Now, it's funny or not funny, depending on how you look at it. But some of their acreage surveys out of Canada, they're having trouble with Statistics Canada. It's kind of equivalent to our USDA, noting that they were having trouble getting good data via its farmers on planting intentions for canola. So the best guess we have right now is somewhere between 20.5 to 21 million acres.
Okay.
And if we're on the lower end of that range, that would be the lowest acreage figure since 2013. But again, give it a little time to get let those numbers settle out. And longer term, demand outlook looks good for canola. But just like all these other markets, it is feeling the effect of COVID-19. So, you know, we're supposed to be seeing added demand from Europe for biodiesel production, not at the forefront right now, with issues in biodiesel demand globally, including the U.S. And then in the food service sector, where canola oil has a significant share of that edible oil use, particularly for food service, it's likely filling along with soy, if not more so, the greatest downward pressure on demand because it's used by a lot of the quick service restaurant trade. So as far as U.S. imports are concerned, they surged in March, and cumulative imports thus far in 2020 are up 13%. Now, that's through March. So I'm pretty confident consumption numbers will look a little worse in April, at least the first half of May, possibly a little longer. So by the time we get to the end of April, I'd anticipate or get numbers for through April, I'd anticipate that we'll see refined canola oil stocks in the U.S. Pushing towards 120 million pounds. So coming up even higher than you would anticipate for this time of year. So that gives us canola. Let's talk about palm, shall we?
Shall.
Now, palm oil is a little tough because we've got a mixed bag of fundamentals. For instance, Malaysian palm oil stocks were 2.045 million metric tons in April.
Wow.
And that's up 18% from March, but down 25% from what were really high levels last year. So compared to April 2019, down 25%. Meanwhile, stocks of palm oil and palm kernel oil in Indonesia, because they combine those numbers, at the end of March were 3.415 million metric tons, and that was down by about nearly 16% from February. Now, when it comes to demand, the scenario is also mixed. You know, Indonesia has said they're going to hold on to their B30 blending mandate through 2020. They had been talking about increasing that to B40, but, you know, COVID-19, what more do you need to say? And we were already expecting lower demand from the EU due to changes in biodiesel and palm oil imports as a result of some policy changes there. But then you look in the U.S., palm oil imports in March were up slightly from 2019, but those cumulative imports for 2020 trail last year's pace by 14%. So, you know, palm oil prices likely to trend, possibly trend a little higher from here, barring a resurgence of COVID-19 related issues pressuring demand. So that's something that folks will want to keep a close eye on when they're trying to determine what they're going to do with coverage. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment here.
Okay.
And let's round it out with the other portion of the tropical oils market, PKO and coconut oil.
Okay.
Now for those two, I think weather is going to be something we want to watch in the coming months. And we already had some storm activity with a typhoon hitting the Philippines. Now we're still waiting for updates on sort of the impact on coconut oil production, and retrieving information in general has been challenging due to the lockdown situation in the Philippines with COVID-19. Meanwhile, Malaysian PKO production in April was down about 12%, and Indonesian production was relatively flat. So we're curious as to what we're going to get this year with the weather and how that's going to impact production over the next few months. Now, also, U.S. demand has been good with weak prices for PKO. In March, those imports were a little under 40,500 metric tons, which is up 61% from 2019. And cumulative imports for 2020 thus far are now up 15% versus the year prior. So definitely seeing people pull more of that in. And then as far as coconut oil is concerned, Imports in March were less than half of those in 2019, but cumulative imports remain higher than last year by 55%. So at least in the U.S., and again, probably more a result of these weak prices than anything, we've seen imports of coconut and PKO pick up a little bit. So the overall moral of the story for edible oils markets is,
yes,
although weak prices are still available right now, there are some things on the horizon that may be shaping up to change course. And it's like anything, we always say internally in kind of a market adage of, you know, the cure for low prices is low prices. Cure for high prices is high prices.
Yep.
Got that. And considering, you know, it's easy to get comfortable because we've seen prices so weak for so long, and we've seen prices, you know, drop even when we were kind of anticipating they might turn around. It's hard to necessarily pull the trigger, but definitely something to watch in the coming months and not wait too long.
Got it.
I guess is the way to put it.
Excellent. Well, great recap, Nicole, and hang on tight for all those IQ platform subscribers, because right after this, you'll get the premium content. We'll talk a little bit, like I said, about commercially what's happening, forecasts and targets. So if you're not a subscriber, reach out to us at inquire@mckinney-favel.com. And you know what? We'll put you on a trial. Test drive it, just like, yes, a Tesla. Test, yeah, drive it. And
it'd be hard to test drive. You have to find electricity in random, yeah, places. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Test drive a Chevy.
How there you go. I was waiting to see if you're going to say an American car, yeah, or what there. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's no, safe. Absolutely.
Yeah, it is. yeah. Well, thank you very much, Nicole. To all our listeners, as I always like to say, live with an attitude of gratitude. Enjoy every minute and every moment with your friends and family. And have a great Memorial Day weekend. And until next time, take care, everybody.
See you, folks.
Bye now.
That concludes this podcast episode. For expanded commentary and more detailed information, log on to McKinney-Favel's IQ Ingredient Intelligence platform and listen to our Market Insights podcast. If you're not a subscriber, visit McKinney-Favel.com for more information. And as always, follow us on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter.